Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
We have seen the Lord. We know the fear of the upper room, and we know the feeling of hard days and long nights. We know the grief of the tomb, and particularly the ache of saying goodbye. We know the pain of Good Friday, and we know the darkness right before dawn. And still, we believe. We believe again and again that the sun will rise, that God will draw near. And again, we will march toward justice. And again, the tomb will be empty. And again, love will win. And God will lead the church. And again, God will be loved. The journey will not be perfect. And sometimes we'll have to rise before dawn. And we will need angels along the way. But again and again, the sun will rise. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Again and again, you might feel like you know this story. You might be thinking back to it from when you were little, or you might have heard someone tell it to you and it didn't just sit quite right. But I invite you to find yourself at sunrise. For it was at sunrise, on the first day of knowing Jesus in a new way, that the women went to the tomb. There were three Marys among the others. Mary, the good friend of Jesus, Mary Magdalene. And Mary, the mother of James. And Mary, the mother of Jesus. They prepared their spices to finish the burial ritual. But they had no idea how they would get inside. But when they got there to the tomb, the stone had been rolled away. They looked inside, and there was nothing. Nothing but white linen cloths that had been used to cover him. They ran back to tell the others. They didn't tiptoe, they didn't wait around, they ran. And not many of them believed them. But Peter being Peter, he jumped up and he ran towards the tomb. And some say that John jumped up and ran and beat him there and was waiting outside. And when Peter got there, they went in together. And when they went in, Jesus was gone. Gone. Truly gone. Mary Magdalene, she went back too. She waited outside the tomb and she was weeping. Peter and John went back to tell the others, but Mary stayed. "Woman, why are you weeping?" she heard. They said through her tears that she saw two men wearing white that could be like angels. And they said, "He is not here. He has gone ahead. Go and tell the others. He'll meet them in Galilee." And then she heard again, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she turned and she thought that she saw a gardener. She said, "Where have you taken him? Show me where he is, and I will go to him and take him away." And he said, "Mary." And she recognized him. She knew it was Jesus. And she must have gone towards him, for he said, "Not wait, just wait. You can't hold on to me, for I've risen, but I have not yet ascended." And then he was gone. Mary went back and told the others. I wonder what she said to them. How do you sum up a miracle in just a few words? It all changed in an instant. Not quite what I was planning. In fact, Rachel Fershleiser wrote a book based on Ernest Hemingway's six-word story. Remember this? "For sale, baby shoes never worn." In six words, you can tell a whole story so people will listen. "I never checked my lottery ticket. Met wife at her bachelorette party. I'm okay, Mom. Car, not so. We're staying together because of the dog. Lots of money, but no change. Dear older me, don't look back. Living with cancer, blessed with friends. One life, six words, what's yours?" All who knew Jesus could write, "Not quite what I was planning." It all changed in an instant. Think about Jesus' mother. Would she say, "Manger, joy, pain, cross, pain, joy"? What about Mary Magdalene? "I spoke, but no one believed me." Or what about the characters we forget on Easter morning? Pilate, hands washed, innocent man, deep regret. Or Judas, "I ate and Jesus fed me too." Or Peter, "Forgiven, and now I tend his sheep." There's an invitation in this Easter story, in this moment, when people ask you later in the day how you spent your morning, what words you might use to describe Easter or Jesus. Calling disciples, healing, teaching, changing lives. Life, death, life beyond death, love. "Don't fear, it's me, Jesus, alive." "The sun rises, a new day." Or "The tomb's empty, an open door." Around the world this Easter morning, the sun is rising on this open door. The empty tomb is an open door. It's a God-inspired opportunity. And resurrection is an open door to God's possibilities. Hear these words from the dreamer John in the book of Revelation. These are the words of one who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Open door, no one can shut. A door. There are many doors to this place as you found your way here this morning. It's one of the things I like about Islington, that people can find their way in. They get lost for a little while until they're found, and then they find their way out. For a door is one of the richest images in literature. It can mean safety. My door is chained and locked. Or hiddenness. No one knows what happens behind closed doors. It can mean rejection. She shut the door in my face. Or rest, a young mom's favorite room, the bathroom, where they can lock and close the door and be alone. And doors, when they are swung wide open, we are curious. And in our own lives, when doors open, we must walk through them to new life. A new job, a new school, a diagnosis, a treatment plan, a move, a sale, an ending, a beginning. Look around and notice that your lives are testimonies to open doors. We have each stepped through not knowing. We have been willing to be surprised or scared. We bring our fears and our doubts and our interests. We don't know what lies ahead, but that's what faith is about. Because if proof is possible, then faith loses its power, becomes impossible. So on this Easter morning, we peer through an open door, hearing Jesus say, "Don't be afraid. Peace be with you. Take a step. I've gone ahead." Easter's open door comes to us again and again. Even if we don't know what to make of the mystery or of God's resurrection ways. Even if we've bought into a different story, may this door be an invitation to us this morning. Just as it was for the disciples. That open door is there for us every day, even when we're not ready, even if we're not able to receive it today. Resurrection still came, and it surprised us. And the world has never been the same. Again and again, the sun rises. And some days, that's enough. But today, more than any other day, the tomb is empty, an open door, boundless opportunities, unlimited chances to do something worthwhile. Grand openings into the new and unknown adventures of significant living. Because it matters what we do and what doors we go through and who we invite to come along with us. This day is about unimagined chances to do good, to make our lives count for eternity, to draw close to the God who will never abandon us. So don't be afraid. An open door this morning is a great adventure for a life that God calls each of us to. The offer of it and our response to it, well, that's for us to figure out together how to live into the mystery of Easter. And we get to do that every time the sun rises. Thanks be to God.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.